AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Ukraine is accusing Russia of forcibly taking thousands of civilians from the port city of Mariupol to Russia so that they can be used as hostages to pressure Ukraine to give up. The claims could not be independently verified. Russia says it's evacuating thousands of civilians of their own free will. At an emergency NATO summit in Brussels, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pleaded with the Western allies via video for planes, tanks, rockets, air defense systems, and other weapons, saying his country is defending our common values. A senior Russian diplomat, Deputy UN Ambassador Dmitry Polansky, did not discount the possibility that his country would use nuclear weapons.
If Russia is provoked by NATO, if Russia is attacked by NATO, I don't know. So we are nuclear power. Why not?
Polansky was asked about the Russian attacks in Ukraine.
I don't think we're committing war crimes in Ukraine. Of course, it's not up to me to assess. I'm not there. You're not there. You're looking at the videos. You're looking at the many of videos who are considered to be fake news.
President Biden is at the Brussels summit. It was time for the experts to speak at the Supreme Court nomination hearing for Ketanji Brown Jackson. The American Bar Association gave her a very high rating. North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis says there's no question she's qualified.
I find it hard to believe that anybody on my side of the aisle would disagree with that. So this has more to do with the application of philosophy and worldviews that could potentially influence. But I think you should make no mistake that I agree with the ABA that she is highly qualified, and I'm glad to see she got that rating.
The Supreme Court is siding with a Texas death row inmate who's seeking to have his pastor be allowed to pray out loud and touch him during his execution. A group of Georgia voters is challenging Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's eligibility to run for re-election, saying she helped facilitate the Capitol riot. This is AP News. Jobless claims last week reached the lowest level in more than a half century. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Some 187,000 Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, the fewest since 1969. The total number of people collecting jobless aid as of 12 days ago is also at a more than 50-year low, 1.35 million Americans. The jobs market continues a strong pandemic recovery, with the unemployment rate dropping to 3.8%. Last month. Still, inflation is the highest in four decades, offsetting pay raises many employers have an offering to attract workers. The Federal Reserve announced an interest rate hike last week and signaled more to come. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Long lines of cars stretched for blocks near Chicago area gas stations. Businessman Willie Wilson is giving away gas to drivers who show up at four dozen stations. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.